Hi, and welcome to the GameSlave Podcast, episode 149. I am Assimilator, and this week Zelda Queen and Proteus are both on vacation, so you are stuck with me. My apologies for that. But I'll try to make our time together meaningful, even if it will be short, because I have a tendency to talk really fast. Apologies! Anywho, moving on forward. This has been kind of a slow week for me. I unfortunately haven't actually done a whole lot, but I do feel what I've done has been good. News-wise, Borderlands 2 has released their most recent DLC character, Craig the Psycho Bandit. This dude is literally knuckin' futz. No two ways about it. His action skill is called Buzz Axe Rampage. Basically, you either swing a buzz axe or you throw it. It is plus 500% melee damage, and on any damage, you regain all your health. It lasts about 15 seconds, and cooldown is 120 seconds, which is reduced by taking damage. So this means his is a very high gain, high risk skill. I mean, every time you kill somebody, boom, you're full health. But you have to be really close for them to do anything for it to count. So he's going to be more of your I'm-in-your-face enemies. Of his three trees, you have the Bloodlust, Mania, and Hellborn. Bloodlust focuses on a stacking mechanic where you actually stack things up, well, Bloodlust, up to 100. And apparently they start to decay after about 3 seconds. And what this does is, you know, more bloodlust allows you to do more damage here. And if you actually manage to get high enough in said bloodlust tree, when you kill an enemy, they will die in an elemental nova, matching the elemental that you killed them with. So if you kill them with acid, they explode with acid, fire explode with fire, electricity explode with electricity, so on and so forth. You get it. Non-elemental damage will cause an explosive nova. So basically that is good for killing people in a small area. Could you kill a person? He's going to explode, hurt the people around him, and so on and so forth, in a nice little chain. Then the Mania one is one of those high-risk, high-gain ones, where it focuses on health and a fight-for-your-life mechanic. Release the Beast basically gives you, which is its top-level skill, gives you 100% melee damage and 50% damage reduction, but you have to activate that with, that's only activated when you activate the Buzz Axe Rampage when you're at or below 33% of your health. And then there is the Hellborn tree. That one, when you're on fire, taking damage from enemies will spawn homing balls of fire that seek out the attacker and explode on impact. Fireballs only trigger once per second, according to this. So either melee, guns basically, or fire. I remember seeing one in one of the previews where you also hit the, and I'm going to assume this is probably going to be the Mania one somewhere, where when you go into the fight for your life mechanic, you will throw dynamite instead of shooting them, and then you will blow yourself up, and then you get the second wind. Very interesting, I think. But yeah, and Gearbox on their Twitter feed has a shift code available that is good until the end of the month. So go to their Twitter page, find that shift code, and get your additional golden keys to use for your brand new DLC guy. Let's see. Moving on to the only game that I've really played this week. It is a new, well, relatively new, it's still in beta, that is only playable on an Android device called Ingress. For those of you who are unaware, Ingress is an augmented reality MMO. Basically, it has been discovered that throughout the world there is something called XM, or exotic matter. And there are groups that are trying to use this exotic matter in order to reshape the world. They're trying to bring humanity to a new level of enlightenment by changing how they are at their fundamental core. combating against them is the resistance. They are trying to maintain what is left of our humanity by challenging the Enlightened, collecting the XM, and preventing them from using it for their own deeds. In order to properly harness the XM, though, you have to gain control over portals. Link the several portals into a field in order to gain control over that area. Basically, this has, you know, you choose your side, Enlightened or Resistance, hack portals, create fields, and try to destroy the opposing enemy's portals and fields. What's most interesting about this game, since it is augmented reality, it means you actually have to leave your house. You have to go out to where these portals are actually physically located in the game space, get within a pretty close range of them. So you're not going to be able to war drive this one very often, because these portals are typically created off the driven path. I have seen a few in post offices. You might be able to park outside of the post office and do this, but for the most part, you're going to have to be hoofing it for these. And then you hack them. I mean, you hack portals to get items. You can then try to take over a portal if you get the correct kind of item, or if you destroy what's called a stabilizer, I think, or a resonator. Or you can also mod the portals to try and keep them safe. I love the idea. I haven't had a chance to play with it much because I just started it, and I haven't had a chance to go out to where there's a lot of portals since there's none right by me right now. But I love the idea. I mean, it creates a community of people that probably normally wouldn't exist. I mean, right now, when I'm on the map, there are 62 million people, give or take, playing this game worldwide. And it's about a dead heat. 52% of the world is controlled by the Resistance, while 48% is controlled by the Enlightened. Or at least it says mind units is around 62 million. Whether or not that means it's actual players, or if that's just the amount of people that they each control, I'm not 100% sure. But the point is, it's a big endeavor. And it's not like it's just, you know, the United States. It is literally worldwide. When you zoom out enough, it only shows you some of the high-level portals, level 8 and higher. But, I mean, you can see that, you know, they're covering the United States, they're covering Europe. I don't think they're really too much in, yeah, it doesn't look like they're really in Asia too much now. There are some in the Philippines, some in Australia. But the entire point is, this is a game that is going worldwide. And they're making it that way. There's even been a book that you can get for the Amazon Kindle so far that kind of explains a little bit what's going on with this. What is where with this XM, how it came about, and so on and so forth. So yeah, I highly advise go to ingress.com, request your beta invite, and get in. Fight either to protect the world, to save humanity, keep it as it is, or to shape humanity into whatever you want. Yeah, you heard me. Whatever you want. But yeah. And that's about it that I have for games that I've played. I have several games I want to play. Oh, no, I lied. I did play another game. I played the Fuse demo. Unfortunately, I've only played it by myself so far. I'm trying to get Irish Pride on to play it with me. But it's actually, I rather enjoyed it. I did die several times, as much as I hate to admit. But I was enjoying myself. I like the aspect of being able to jump to different characters as long as you're not dying and they're not dying. Do keep in mind, though, that if one of your four team does die, the level's over. You have to restart from scratch because one of you is considered dead. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Game comes out near the end of this month. I think it's like the 20th or something. 28th. It comes out on May 28th for Xbox 360 or PS3. And this is made by Insomniac. So, given their traditional games, how we come to expect from them, this game's better be awesome. And yeah. So last thing is, we are going to be at Denver Comic Con, and we're not just going to be reporting on it this year. We actually do have a table. I'm going to have some limited edition buttons at the table. So come on by, grab those before they're gone, because I'm kind of expecting them to go quickly given my current supplies right now. And hopefully once I run out of buttons, I'll be able to pull up something else to give you guys if you for the you loyal people that stop on by. See how we are. It'd be great to meet you. We are in Artist Alley. Apparently that's where they decided to put us for our Podcast Avenue thing. I remember there was a Podcast Peak area last year, but they didn't have any registration for it this year. Kind of odd, but hey, I'm not going to complain. But yeah, anyhow, I'd love to see you guys come on down and spread the word about the Game Slave. We're trying to get ourselves a little better up there, trying to improve the site here and there. So yeah. In the meantime, that's really all I've got. I'm sorry, I'm just kind of rambling here and there this week. I will see you all next week, probably shortly after Microsoft announces their announcement, which we're all betting is going to be them announcing the new console or Kinect 2 and all that fun stuff that they're announcing right before E3 happens. So yeah, you all have a great week. I look forward to seeing you at Denver Comic Con, and game on.